Hello, my beautiful friends. We're here for another episode, 2 a week these days, you guys. And I am really loving getting the feedback from you guys on what you want to hear about and what perspective shifts you may need running your business right now or being able to balance all of the needs outside of just business, right? Personal life, family, friendships, if you have them, right? I know it gets busy out there, you guys. So today I wanted to talk about people pleasing, specifically around fear. And the reason why I want to talk about this is because one of my current clients, one of the ladies in my membership, came up with this question and asked to dive in deeper and get some more clarity on it. So I am super excited to share this with you guys. Of course, I am always open to suggestions because I love being able to communicate things with you guys that actually set for you, that actually change your perspective on something or your mindset. So love it. Definitely feel free to send in any questions that may be something that you need a little more information on, because that's really how I love to work. I love to be challenged. I love to be asked questions, and I love to be able to help you to see something more clear in your life. So let's go ahead and get started today. Hey, friend, welcome to Deep Healing for Creative Entrepreneurs. My name is Aubrey Barr, and I am a subconscious release technique practitioner and photography business owner. I know you are sick of ending your day feeling overwhelmed and exhausted, and you are seeking a solution to help you feel creatively inspired and actively engaged in your business as well as personal life. In this podcast, we are going to dig into any limiting beliefs or subconscious programs that are keeping you in a space filled with anxiety and stress. This work is not a temporary solution for your life. No, this is a complete transformation. So grab your coffee or tea and let's start you on the road to healing. And let me just say, you can do this, you are worth it, and you are meant to thrive in life and business. So let's dig in. So, quick little sidebar before I get started on today's episode. You guys, there may be some branding changes happening with the podcast, with my Instagram. Know that I'm still here. Know that I'm still going to be doing a podcast, but there might be some things that change, namely the actual thumbnail that you see pop up, but also there may be a name change too. So just be aware of that. If it says that it's me, it's still me. And I'm always so authentic. I think that that will come across anyway. So I just wanted to let you guys know. So about today's episode, I'm going to read to you the comment I got from Lisa in my membership group. And she said, I would love to go into some detail about how people-pleasing can come from a fear response due to past traumas. I know this is also a big one for me. People-pleasing out of fear of abandonment, for example, fear of rejection, fear of retaliation, etc. And I absolutely love this question because she is so right. I just love it when people start connecting these dots on their own. And she's really recognizing that her past experiences are coming through now as a people-pleasing mentality. And she's absolutely 100% right. And I'm sure if you are listening now, then you can probably relate to that. So let's dig into it a little bit. Now, I know this person because she's been a client of mine way before the membership. She's been a personal client of mine, and we have dug deep into a lot of different things. And so I'm not going to give out her last name, but there's so many Lisas out there, and I have actually several clients named Lisa. So I feel like I'm good to share that she had a lot of things in her childhood around her relationship with her dad that definitely upset, that she just didn't feel safe. Let's say that. Not super crazy story, but just didn't feel safe. And I think that is very relatable to a lot of us, that when we look back on, like in our childhood, there might have been some things that made us feel unsafe, right? We may have felt like we weren't being protected for a reason. maybe this person, a parent, maybe they weren't really around that much, right? Maybe they worked late hours. Maybe they had some kind of alcoholism or substance abuse where it was like, which one am I going to get? I see that one a lot. Or maybe it's more of a mental illness, something going on with them mentally that, yeah, I mean, maybe they're bipolar. Maybe they had some kind of issue where you just really didn't know. It felt very insecure. That is usually where that fear, rejection, or fear of retaliation can come from. So, you know, I've said this before on my podcast, and I say it all the time in my content in general, but you guys, if you had a fairly normal childhood, maybe you had two parents, both of them were amazing people, you know, quote, did the best they could, right? All of that's fine and dandy. Nobody is ever, at least on my podcast, here to blame or shame other people because we don't feel that they made the right choices, right? That's never what it's about. The reality of it is that you could have had a very good childhood, and you may have still came across situations where you were scared someone was going to abandon you. And it could be from a sibling. It could be a situation at school with a teacher or the principal. It could be friends leaving, right? It could be when you were seven, maybe there was a big drama thing at school and you ended up losing friends. There's a lot of different ways that these feelings come up in our lives, and nobody gets through childhood without feeling these in some way. I don't really care who you are. It's just true, okay? So remove any stigma around, oh, she's not talking to me because my childhood was really, really good, okay? Just remove that and let's dive a little bit deeper. Because all of those things that happen in our childhood, whether they're intentional, whether you can look at them as an adult and say, oh, that's totally fine. That was just an accident. That was just a misunderstanding, whatever. You still, as a child, had issues with that. Okay, it was still there. You wouldn't remember it. It wouldn't still be a part of your you know, nervous system and your subconscious mind and all of that. So coming back to the question at hand, can we talk about the traumas around these things and how now we are deliberately trying to please everybody around us because we are coming from a place of fear? And yes, that is absolutely what is happening. There are a lot of different fears people have. I don't know a single person that doesn't have at least one fear, okay? And women especially, I find, do this people-pleasing because we feel like it's our job to always make everybody happy. We always want to do that. That is so innate inside of us. It's almost that feminine energy that's like, you're going to take care of people. Someone's going to support you, but you're going to take care of people. And so we oftentimes will get ourselves in situations where we will put ourselves last. We're last on that list, okay? And I only giggle because I have absolutely been there. I have to go out of my way to think of ways to add more into my life, to give to me before I'm completely empty, right? We don't want to get to the point where we're empty because we still have that desire to be able to help those around us, our spouse, our kids. You know, we want to take care of our business, all of these things. Like, we'll still always have that desire, but we don't want to end up in a state of burnout, right? So we've got to feed ourselves too. So coming from someone who's absolutely been there, I mean, my entire life was people-pleasing. And even now, still, I recognize parts of me that are. I think it's really important to hone in on that fear. Now, I have a little something to say about fear in general, because if you've been hanging around me long enough, you know that I have this firm belief that we will get emotions trapped in our bodies. We will absolutely harbor fear inside of us. We will end up going there first thing when something goes wrong. Maybe we get overwhelmed. Maybe we have a mad customer. Maybe, you know, we get in a car accident. We will go to fear first. And this is a lot of people, not everybody, but it's one of those default emotions because it is so stuck in our bodies. Most people, when they feel fear, they don't automatically know how to regulate that. That is something that's taught over time. And there's a reason why so many people out there use it. you know, I'm just being honest, but, you know, Hollywood movies, right? If they can get someone to be fearful for a minute, people love that rush. People absolutely, they pay for that rush, right? They want to feel that and then realize it's okay. There is something in that that is so addicting. And it's because we're matching what we felt inside. So if we are in a movie and we're watching some crazy, scary movie, which I do not do, but it happens, there's something in there that triggers that fear. Later on, people are going to be like, that was the best movie, right? There's always those people out there that feel that way. And that's because we're matching that fear that we hold inside with what's going on. And we're recovering. So we're like, yes, we're on top of the world right now, right? Or let's say you have something big going on. Maybe you have an interview or you have, you know, a client who's like, hey, I have this big job. Can you do it? Let's talk about it. Let's do an interview. Let's do a lunch, whatever. And you go there and you're stinking scared, right? You feel a little bit of fear. And yet when you do accomplish it, when you do get that job, you say, oh my gosh, yeah, I'm like, I am so cool. And look what I did. And I feel so good right now, right? Because on the other side of that is this deep accomplishment and pride, right? So what happens when we get that stuck in our bodies and it keeps recycling like that? It shows up in other ways. Okay. So again, if you get overwhelmed, if you have a situation come up where you got overwhelmed, it's likely that you default into people pleasing because you're fearful of retaliation or rejection, or you're fearful of being let down or abandonment, right? So you might go straight into people pleasing. Okay, what can I get for you? What can I do for you? Is there anything else that, you know, these things come up all the time. When you can recognize that, you're in a better place than most, because oftentimes it is just such a habit. It's such a habitual thing. And it's the subconscious mind that's really gearing it, that it's really hard to look at and say, ooh, this might be a problem. Maybe this is something I can actually get help with, right? So I have this people-pleasing course right now. And this is, I opened it up with an introduction lesson and I asked the women to give me any ideas on what they absolutely wanted in this program. And this was one of the suggestions that I got. And the funny thing is, was that I was already building this module, but I super appreciate that she already was picking up on, why am I people pleasing? What is coming up in my life that's causing me to repeat this pattern? And she is so on target with this. So inside a course, I don't just talk about this stuff. I don't just talk about why you may feel this way. This is what my platform is for podcasting. I absolutely kind of try to help you connect the dots between what you're experiencing every day and maybe what's trapped inside. But I'm not someone who just wants to talk endlessly about these situations. I actually am more geared towards helping people and immediately. I am way more interested in your growth, in your transformation, in you being able to overcome these kind of things than I am ever in you understanding it, because it is honestly sometimes a little hard for people to understand. Sometimes we don't get all the answers. Sometimes we don't remember everything that led us into this situation where we are fearful of things, where we're people pleasing. So it's really important for me to lead my groups and my classes in a way that I teach them a little bit, but most of the modules, we're actually just healing. We're just healing stuff, right? There is no reason why at the end of this, Lisa should still feel this fear that she's experiencing. Now, will she have other fears on different things? Probably, but we're really going to tackle these main points that she's suggesting, because that's what's causing the people pleasing. So we're actually taking those beliefs and those patterns that have been instilled in us for, let's say, 3 decades, and we're getting rid of them. We're not here to just learn. I'm not here to just talk at people, right? And I'm not even a little bit shy to say that, because this work that I've been doing with people for the past few years has been shifting lives left and right. Like, we have been able to take these beliefs and say, I release this from my body and from my mind, and I'm no longer going to default to these feelings. I'm going to now instill more positive feelings. I'm going to instill more self-love and understanding for me and for the younger version of myself that had to go through some things that were not fun. And so we're actually changing things. I am not here just to talk to you guys, but I really want you to know that when we do have these conversations about what's really going on deep down, it's only to allow you to start opening up that communication and start looking at your life and being more self-reflective, because that is really the best way to get you on those steps that will lead you to a better life, to more growth, either business growth, spiritual growth, personal growth. You're not going to get there unless you can actually look at these things and say, huh, maybe that made me think that I wasn't good enough. Maybe that situation made me feel like I wasn't safe, right? These are all things that come up. But I want you to know that when you dive into a class with me, when you do the personal sessions with me, we are actually going to clear those from your body. We're going to clear those from your mind. You are going to walk away feeling lighter, feeling happier, and knowing that there's hope. So I hope that that touches you in some way, you guys. I hope you have a beautiful weekend, and know that I'm thinking about you and that I'm super grateful to have all of you in my world. I love having a podcast. I love having a top 5% podcast, and I can't wait to see where else this grows. So if you feel so inclined, if there's somebody out there that you think needs help with, let's say, their people pleasing or their fear of abandonment, pass along this episode, share the love with them, because there might be something in here that is finally the wake-up moment that they need, the epiphany that they need to realize that there is hope on the other side of this. All right, friends, we will talk very soon. I hope this podcast spoke to you in some way. If it did, please go ahead and leave me a review and subscribe so that I know you're enjoying what you hear. And further, if you know somebody else who owns their own creative business and struggles with anything that we spoke about, please pass this on, because it is my hope that we will be able to build a community of like-minded individuals who love on each other and appreciate the many facets that make our creative business so unique. And lastly, check out the show notes to find my free Facebook community and other useful links to work with me. All right, friend, see you soon.